This podcast is part of the Embassy Row Project's International Infrastructure Development and Trade Diplomacy series. Find out more by visiting embassyrowproject.org. What you need to know about Bulgaria's carbon-neutral industrial zones. Bulgaria has embarked on a path of green transformation to achieve a zero-carbon economy by 2050. As part of this process, Bulgaria has created carbon-neutral industrial zones, commercial and industrial areas that use renewable energy, solar and wind for electric power, hydrogen as fuel, and carbon capture to reduce overall CO2 emissions of the entire zone to zero. The key to achieving carbon neutrality in an industrial park is the power grid, which generates around half of the emissions, making a transition to 100% renewable energy crucial in the construction of these industrial zones. The existing 5 carbon neutral industrial zones in Bulgaria have more than 60 megawatts of installed solar power, with 180 companies employing around 75,000 workers in an area of approximately 3.2 million square km. This results from more than 3 billion euros of public and private investment in these areas. However, the plans to expand these industrial zones are even more ambitious. It is planned to expand these zones to additional 7.5 million square km, with an additional 320 megawatts of innovative green infrastructure, and a large agrobazaar growing these industrial zones to 2.5 times their current size, explains Bogdan Bogdanov, Executive Director, Invest Bulgaria Agency. This makes Bulgaria's carbon-neutral industrial zones the largest investment project in Eastern Europe. These zones are located in and around the city of Plovdiv in southern Bulgaria, with access to European Corridors 4, 8, and 9, and relatively close access under 300 Kelvin M to the ports on the Black Sea, Danube River, and the Aegean Sea. Excellent communications, a deep Bulgarian talent pool of technical and engineering staff, and a business environment that promotes growth and innovation make these industrial zones an attractive proposition to establish or expand commercial operations to this unique region. Given the broad long-term European commitment to reaching a zero-carbon economy in the European Union by 2050, carbon-neutral industrial zones represent a vital component of a national strategy to transition to a zero-carbon economy, explains James Scott, founder of the Embassy Row Project. Scott continues, for investors, this represents an opportunity to establish their enterprises in a zero-carbon environment early and reap the benefits over the next three decades. While other economic sectors gradually transition to zero-carbon, the Embassy Row Project's critical infrastructure project and technology NGOs such as the Eastern European Institute for Trade, Envirotech Pre-Accelerator, Net Zero Incubator and Accelerator, among others, continues to support this region with international trade and technology transfer strategies that offer critical infrastructure resiliency, carbon reduction, and bilateral and multinational commercial relations. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please like and subscribe. Find out more by visiting embassyrowproject.org.